listening to Helping Those with DID, a podcast of Lydia Discipleship Ministries. Thank you for your desire to gain more understanding of how to best help those with dissociative issues. You can visit our website at www.lydiadm.org. And now, let's listen in.
Hello, everyone. This is Lindy, and I am on staff at Lydia Discipleship Ministries. And Dr. Elaine and I are here together to tackle a challenging but important topic, and that is, what about suicide and DID? This is an important and maybe a little scary topic. What would you say, Dr. Elaine?
Well, I would agree, Lindy. Good to be here with you. It is a scary topic, and it does come up. If you're involved in DID ministry, you're going to bump into it at least several times, I would say, in your ministry time.
Great. Well, let's get to it then. I've got some questions to throw your way about this. All right. Well, sometimes if a counselor gets a call like this, maybe we feel helpless or frightened. But do you think that the issue of suicide for someone with DID, for a DID client, is different in how it should be handled and different than someone perhaps with a different diagnosis?
I really think it does need to be handled differently, Lindy, because from what I've seen, I've been ministering in the DID arena for over 30 years, and of course, suicide has popped up in those years. But I think in the main, the population of people that have DID are the least likely population to commit suicide. I know that's kind of a bold statement, but one of the reasons I think that is DID is not a brain disorder. And although it may include a chemical imbalance, but like bipolar illness, for example, the chemistry in the brain that is not doing what it needs to do is part of that mix. But for DID, it's an emotional overload, not a brain disease. So I think because of that, there's less of a chance that the person, even though he may threaten suicide, would actually go through with it.
That's encouraging to hear that even though this topic's going to come up, the likelihood is less. So when this is encountered, what are some ways a counselor might be able to encourage their client not to go forward with that idea?
One of the things I think right off is to realize that an important issue is allowing the person to be in control of what happens. In their lifetime, they were not in control. Things happened opposite of what they would have wanted to happen. And so that feeling of being out of control can accelerate the feelings of wanting to commit suicide. What do I mean by that? Well, for example, when you encourage them, have you called your counselor? And they might say no. Your job is to encourage them, if you're not their counselor, to have them communicate that to their counselor rather than you calling the counselor and saying, did you know that so-and-so is threatening suicide? The issue of allowing them to be in control is really an issue of responsibility, sort of a baby step in taking responsibility for making decisions and seeing that those decisions are valid and those decisions are honored. I think another thing would be to be honest with your feelings, saying things like, I would be so sad if you died. You're so special to me. You're such a fighter and have gone through so much. It would be so sad if you were to give up right before the good part begins.
Those are powerful affirmations for all of us to hear, but especially someone in that crucial moment. What other thoughts do you have on this?
Well, in terms of it being a spiritual issue, we know that one of the names of Satan is the murderer, and he always likes to entice people towards suicide. Well, what can you do about that? Well, if they're able to and if they're willing, asking them to ask God to help them stay alive, or asking God, does he want them to die? Things like that that are very basic, because the demonic forces are very active in trying to overwhelm the person emotionally. And if the person isn't able to do that, you as the counselor can even pray, ask permission to pray out loud about it, or you can pray silently and destroy the works of the destroyer in their life. You know, it's amazing that God has given us authority over the demonic realm. And we talk sometimes about our authority in Christ. And we as counselors can step in this issue of suicide and sort of address the spiritual issues, even if they're not able to. Another thing would be to help them realize that the people who abused them in the past would be gleeful if they died. Saying things like, don't let them win, may be a helpful reminder.
Our fight isn't against flesh and blood, is it? It's against those powerful forces. And I love that reminder that because of Christ, we have that authority and victory. And that's something we can step into in this place. Any final thoughts from you on this topic?
Well, I think one of the most hopeful things is to remember that we within ourselves don't have the resources or the ability to prevent a suicide, but we do have a lifeline to the one who can.
Wonderful spot to end with, that reminder for each of us. Thanks for walking into this space and looking at this. I think it will be very helpful. Thank you all for listening in. We look forward to being with you again soon.
You can visit our website for resources at www.lydiadm.org.